Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the 12th installment, where we'll be starting to read from page 129. The chapters are What Does Islam Mean? This is a short chapter, and then there's a chapter called The Way of the Truth, which is Conversations in the Zawiya. Looks like it's various topics. And that'll be our reading today, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم La ilaha picking up on page 129. What does Islam mean? The meaning of Islam is when you surrender completely to your beloved God in everything. Anyone who surrenders completely to Allah is the real Muslim, and he carries all that Allah gives. He is the Holy Quran, and he keeps all of his word, the word of Allah, inside. He is the real beloved. I should not say real beloved, but rather that he is the beloved of Allah. Because of that, Allah loves all the creation, and he sends the mercy for all without separation. He gives for each person always, without why or what. Whether he surrenders to Allah or he does not surrender to Allah. He gives his chance to him, and he says, I send my love for all who know me, and also I send my love for all who do not know me. Some of those who know me can feed themselves from my love, but others for whom I send the love do not know the meaning of the love, and they lose their chance. This is from themselves because they make the veils, the thickness around the glass. Allah sent the prophets, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, to those people. Each one carried the essence of the self of Allah and said, "Say Allah, anyone who surrenders to me is a beloved, and he returns to be as I want him to be. Everyone that I created is one of my children, if he knows how to know himself." I want to speak about the presence again and to say that when any person keeps his presence clean, as Allah created it, he does not care about anything. He does not look left or right or behind because he's always with his beloved God in his deepest marriage. This is the real life for him because he is in the garden of Allah. And he's always dancing the real dance with Allah. He remembers Allah until Allah remembers him. After that, he stops remembering through his tongue because what he says, when he says Allah, 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 it's as though he calls a person. If you call me Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad in a strong voice, when I'm close to you and I hear you, why do you continue calling me? I'm not absent. When a person continues calling Allah because he does not see Allah, this is because he does not live in the reality of Allah. But when the person lives in the reality of Allah, it is from the politeness. And if he is close to you, not to continue calling him. Only if you do not see him do you continue to call him because you want to hear his voice. And this is very sweet, very deep. Your beloved is inside of you and he is everywhere. And he is not absent and he is everything for you and he gives you everything. And he does not leave you for a moment. He sends his voice to you, but still your ear does not open to hear his song. He likes you to call him. When you call him, it means that you need help from him. And he says, "Beloved, remember me. Remember my name until you find yourself and you find me." And this is the next chapter in this installment. Is called The Way of the Truth. And the subtitle for this small section is Conversation in the Zawiya in Jerusalem, 1975. Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of God be upon him, is the father of the spirit, the father of all the spirits without limit. Everything in all the worlds is God, the hidden, the manifest. And Allah took a handful of light from his face and said, "Be," and all existence was from this light. And this was the existence of the appearance and the hidden of everything. The spirit of Muhammad from which all of existence comes. Although the spirit did not manifest in the form of a body until later, all existence originated from the spirit of Muhammad. This spirit, Ruh, or light, Nur, came first to Adam, then Musa, then Isa, until it came to the body of Muhammad, alayhi salam. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then when Muhammad left this world, the light returned to the highest friend. And since that time, any person who receives this inheritance, which is the spirit of Muhammad, receives the knowledge of God the message of God, and the presence of the truth, which is La ilaha illallah. All the angels and all the saints and the prophets have come to bring this presence. The presence of Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad. These are all one truth. When you call Allah, Allah is there. And this is from the presence. Everything is one. The truth is one. And all the prophets are a presence. The existence is one. There is not two messages. What there is exactly one thing. And one cannot encompass more than one. This next subsection is called The Touch Between a Person and God is Prayer. Everything is one. All the message is one message. The prophets themselves were a presence with one message, one messenger, and one tree. All the taruq of the Prophet Muhammad is one way. You are not the ones who sees and hears because it is not your soul. It is Allah who sees and hears through you. So be polite with this vessel. Be polite because we are the image of the truth. Adam is the father of Muhammad through the body. And Muhammad is the father of Adam through the truth. The human being is the mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror and you cannot touch yourself. But it is by living and being the names that you become the Insan al-Kamil, the encompasser of all the names. The Jew, the Christian, Muslim, communist all come from the same source, which is Allah. You were born into whichever belief your parents choose for you, and then you die. This is the same case for everyone, even if he's a good person, a thief, or an unbeliever. He must wake up to the reality of the truth. The touch between a person and Allah is prayer. If a person loses this, he's cut off. God does not look at him. He is like a traveler away from his home. And if a person has been cut off from the truth and then he finds it again, with all his strength, he must return and promise Allah not to forget to pray. To the degree in which you pray, prayer is. Allah sees through you, and this is the complete picture. The one who is after the way must care about the way. He must not steal. He must not sleep with anyone who is not his spouse. And he must not go beyond anyone's back for himself or for money. He must not kill. He must not continue to hold a grudge for anyone. He must want only what is good for all people, because the family of God, the Sufis, are the material goodness of this life. Because they love him, he loves them, so he does not allow them to make mistakes. They are in the garden now because he says, "Who believes in me now will be in the garden and not in the fire on this day." This means not after death, but after the death of the self. When they die with the name, he gives them life again with the name. And after that, they will not know death. As they live with him, he lives with them. He's the owner of the life. And for that, they are the real picture which we see on the earth. And from this place, it's so easy for them to love him. Then they are in the loving garden, which is more than the garden and different from any other garden, because it contains the entire context of his love. And this is the way of the people of Allah and the promise of Muhammad, which Allah gave to all of his prophets, one by one, all of them and to their children, to give one name only and one way only, Allah, Allah, Allah. There are some things which are very secret in the way and which cannot be spoken of to others because they must have more mind from Allah to contain them. The mind cannot contain these things because they would break the mind. These are the messages of which Muhammad spoke, the messages the Mahdi and the Messiah will carry to his sons. You must not give this message to others. Who loves him, he loves that one. If you leave the message after you have known it, Allah will ask you about your mistake. He will ask you why you left the way, and if you leave the message, Allah will cause you not to see him. You love him, but you've left something. He still sees you, but you will be full of worry because you cannot see him. Those who believe him now will see him now. There is no other time. Next subsection. Every person is a picture of God. The only thing a person needs is to know himself. If he knows himself, he will know his Lord. Everyone is his own judge. If he's a lover of Allah or not, he can judge himself. You see yourself and you know, and then you can complete yourself where you are incomplete. The person himself is the connector to all things around himself, and every person is a kingdom alone. He finds the seven earths and the seven heavens within himself and the throne, which is in his heart. It must have only Allah in it. This is the way of the truth, and this way is not owned by any particular religion, but it is for all the people. He is the Allah for all people and does not want to leave anyone out. Allah listens to the child and to the sheikh in the same way. The only thing that is necessary is for the person to have his heart in what is real. And this heart must be completed. He must leave himself and his life, but not his work. He can work for God because Allah does not say to the people to leave their work. People must work and gather whatever they need. You are with Allah in any case. The events in your life are a test for that. He takes only the essence of the flower and gives just the essence. It's important to be polite. Walladalin, the one who does more and more is the first to reach Allah. The woman comes from Adam and Eve, and the man also comes from Adam and Eve. They are both the same, and they have the same path, exactly the same, no difference. Look at the story of Rabia. She arrived at Allah faster than any man because she worked towards that. And in our lives here, we are sometimes in the Jalal, and sometimes we're in the Jamal. In the Sufi way, we work toward evenness, a complete balance between the two qualities. Our business is to the reacher, or for the student to become balanced. Then this is the station of Al-Kamal. The meaning of the Arabic words Al-Fana Filah is to die with the name. This is easier than anything. Just remain in the truth with patience and politeness. And you have all the names of God, and your spirit is the greatest name of His. The main reason that we are here on this earth is to learn the truth and to carry the quality of goodness. This goodness must be found in the city, that is your presence, because she is his crown on earth and she is his school, which contains the messages of the teachings here on earth. So we have come together from many countries to be with that prophet who comes again to the earth to take people from their sadness to safety. This is a question and answer section. We ask Allah for us to be among his helpers and his followers and his students. This is the main reason that we are coming here from all parts of the world. Question, is there any guidance from Mahdi about our daily life? Answer, follow everything which we have spoken about in this meeting. Stay away from mistakes. Ask Allah and the merciful Prophet to help you, to keep your heart always with Allah. Then you will be one who passes the test. You will be one of Mahdi's sons, and after that, Isa. You will be safe in this life, in the final life, and saved from the darkness. Question. There are many, many paths to Allah. Which one are we who are here to follow? Which one are we here to follow? I'm not sure. The answer. You have been wanting very much to ask that question. There are many ways on the path, and the path of the Prophet Muhammad is one. It's the same path as that of Ibrahim and Isa and Musa. Everyone wants to have a way to reach. Before you find a guide, you can go to the masjid, but you need the guide if you want to reach to be with Allah. In the beginning, you can pray and make dhikr, and you have many ways to follow, but the straightest way is the way of the Shadhiliya, because you do not need many months or many years to reach. You only need 1 hour to reach Allah. Everyone in this group is coming here as a child. So I must give you the teaching to understand who you are. You are from the knowers, and if you are not knowing, you are in the beginning of knowledge. And this is a beginning which most of the people do not yet have. But there is only one way. All the ways converge here. All the teachings from Adam until now is ours because the truth is written in our hearts. This is the way of the Muhammad of the hour. He is the prophet of the holy light, and the Muhammad of the hour is returning back to the way of Muhammad, which comes through because it is the truth and he is the embodiment of it. This is the way. I knew Allah after only a 1 hour meeting with my Sheikh and Master Sidi Al-Nuruddin Ash-Shadhuli. I believe in this way and trust this way, and there is no way faster than this way, and no way filled with more knowledge. The Sheikh takes the hand of the student and says to him, "Now you are facing Allah face to face." And the Shaykh says, "This is you." This means search and know who you are. Then what do you see? You see your eye, and that really your eye is the eye of Allah, and that you are the eye of God. And you see that this eye is a gift from Allah. It is from his kindness that he makes you one of his eyes, of that one eye. And when you reach this way, the way of the Shadhiliya path, this is the way of the person who forgets all things and returns back to the truth in the beginning, a child in the presence of Allah, because he has come to hear with it and see with it, and he cannot see more than it or hear from any other place. He cannot speak without it, hear without it, eat without it. He is with Allah, in Allah, returning to Allah, with all the foundations of all the things. He does not sleep, but he watches everything and does not become tired. Therefore, he meets his love to the end, which has no ending. They are together and they are one thing only, without borders, without up or down, without right or left. He is in this and this is in him, and there is nothing without him. This is the end, which has no end, and the beginning, which has no beginning. This station begins with the first moment with his Sheikh. The student is in me and I am in him, without beginning, without end, and the food in this relationship is the love of politeness, the peace, and the agreement to all the orders without why or what. For that I am always in the garden of witnessing. That garden is the truth of Allah, because I am a believer, because I speak what he gives me to speak. And this is the nearness to the King of Kings. For this reason, I prefer people who search for the truth. Only if they want to, they must be with the truth and go as I go to Allah, and then Allah cares about them. I ask Allah to take the hand of the lovers in knowing and to take their hearts in knowing to him, always, forever, face to face. This is the garden. I pray for Muhammad and his family and all the prophets and all the lovers of the truth who are without differences between them, from wherever they come and from wherever, whatever language they speak, because their language is the language of Allah, because they are the sons and they are the lovers. They ask him for all that they want, and they ask him about what's in their hearts, and he does not know borders or different kinds of people or different languages. He is the Allah, the maker of the people, and he teaches them the truth and the knowledge. I ask Allah to open our hearts to him, to put all of our things in his hands, and we ask him not to be ashamed when we meet him. And I ask him that there be no border between us and him. And I ask him to please keep us always under his love, his eyes and his orders, hand to hand gathered. Amen. Next section. What it means to know God. And this section concludes with a poem or a song, which will be the close. It is not only the religious people who know Allah. Every human being is a picture of Allah. If a person is not religious, but goodness comes from his heart, this is Allah manifesting through him, and in the end he will know Allah. When a person knows the truth, he knows the difference between right and wrong, and he knows Allah. From the point of view of the truth, there is no shaitan or Adam. Adam is the created mirror of Allah in which he reflects himself. Adam and Iblis are one picture, even if there seems to be many. From the point of view of the picture, Iblis is one of the divine appearances, one of Allah's creatures. In the truth of the matter, there is only one being, and this is the picture of Allah. Shaitan is that part of ourselves which refuses to surrender to the power of Allah and to the will of Allah. Everything is in the human being. All the qualities and all of their opposites exist in him. The person has the choice about which of these qualities to manifest to the world. The day of judgment for a person is the day in which he knows the truth about heaven and hell. The shaitan exists in an imaginal world. It has no truth even in the mentioning of it. And those beings who exist on the earth who do not choose to manifest what they really are doing the work of the shaitan. When the human being arrives at the point of the real truth, Everything else disappears. Then wherever you look, you see only Allah. I call to my Lord, I speak with my love. I have no more than him, and he has me. He has no more than me in him, because I am him. My quality is his quality. Therefore, my word is his word. There's no other word than the word of my open heart. All I yearn for is to have all the heavenly love, which returns to the earth I am made to plow. Therefore, I ask him to be kind to me, because the veins of love in the sides of my heart are not strong enough for his gift if he does not care about it. I gave my promise for this by his first promise, after which there are no promises. And I have come with this word to explain songs and meanings. Without you here, I would not love to be on this earth. The love for the earth makes my heart work and give, and a love for those who live on the earth abides in my heart. Because of this love, because of this I love myself, because I am here for you. My word is your word, and the truth of my words is the truth of your earth. After the word from heaven, to believe with the words of the earth and trust with the word of the truth. There where I am facing, you are the one I face. There where I prostrate, I am the love, busy with the peace. You give your heart to me, and my heart drinks from you, from the water of your love, to see you always and forever. That brings us to page 140. We'll pick up in the next installment with the chapter entitled Tashadvili Away. InshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.